Well, hello again, Glasgow! Thank you for inviting us back again. This beautiful part of the world, Scotland. And so, listen, we are at the end of our very long tour, and we've had a fantastic time. And I just want to say personally, thank you, John, Mick, Stevie and Lindsay, for letting this happen to me again. We love you.
Safe to say is that we are, as individuals and as a band, a group of people that has seen its share of ups and downs. All quite well documented. Here's to documentation, yes. But as with all of you, it's those ups and downs that makes us what we are. And in this particular moment for us right now, this very circular moment, almost a karmic sort of moment, I think, with the return of the beautiful Christine. With her return, there is no doubt that we begin now a brand new, a very different, profound and prolific new chapter in the story of this band. Fleetwood Mac!
Thank you.
his own way.
Thank you.
Someone who is not here, but is all the way across the ocean. Los Angeles. And that would be my son, Will, whose birthday it is today. He is my oldest of three children, and he's turning 17, and I think we should have named him something else because he is very, very willful. And so, Will, I love you. This is for you. This song was the first single from an album called Tango in the Night. That was a very challenging and difficult album to get through. The process was fraught with many difficulties and pitfalls, and that was because we were all kind of at the end of living the kind of lifestyle that we thought we had to live in order to be rock and roll or to be creative. And that idea was kind of hitting the wall during the making of Tango in the Night. As producer of that album, I was really pleased and proud of the result, but it was a difficult process. And the song is also reflective of that. It describes someone who is very well defended emotionally, has very strict boundaries, and happily, as I guess would be my son and my children and everything that's happened in subsequent eras of my life, have made the description in this song just an echo. So I guess the song began as a kind of contemplation on alienation, perhaps, but it has now become more a kind of meditation for me on the power and the importance of change.
Thank you. written in 1973. I never did this, and I never think in a million years we would still be singing it in the year 2015. Is that what it is? But some songs just hang in there, and this is one of those songs. I would like to take a second to dedicate this to someone today. In 2009, we were staying at the Turnberry Hotel, and we met, me and some of my friends that are on the tour, we met this amazing guy. His name is Jamie, and he's a falconer, and which means he flies the birds. And he had this little hawk, and her shed didn't have a name. And I went back 2 days in a row because I was so taken with this little bird. And he said, well, she doesn't have a name. Do you have an idea what you'd like to name her? And would you, And I said, yeah, well, let's name her Rhiannon. And he said, oh, that's amazing. So we named her Rhiannon. And anyway, little Rhiannon is like the most amazing little thing. And I want to dedicate this song to Jamie for bringing these amazing creatures into my life, and also to this little bird, Rhiannon. And this is called That Side, and it's for him and Rhiannon and all the beautiful, amazing birds that are alive. Thank you. It's That Side.
Been afraid of changing, 'cause I feel my
down onto the stage and playing this, what they call a cocktail kit. The first of these is an old song written in 1976 when Stevie and Lindsay first joined Fleetwood Mac. Much to our delight. Anyway, this was the first single from that album. It's called Over My Heart.
However, I knew the second I walked through it, looking at this very very tiny, full of amazing stuff store that there was really nothing here that I could afford. However, I was standing, I was pretty sure, right where Janis Joplin stood. Because I knew she bought her clothes there. So I'm like, hand-painted floor. I had a premonition. And my premonition was, I didn't know then, but I guess this was it, because I felt like something was coming. And I felt that there would be a time when I'd be able to walk into this store and buy anything I wanted and not look at a price tag. And I believed it. So when I walked out of that store at the Velvet Underground, I said to myself, okay, it's happening. I'm on the right track. And look at us. Here we are. We were just a bunch of kids. So the reason I'm telling you this story is because in this insane, crazy world that we live in today, I just want to let you know and tell you and remind you, because I know you already know this, but if you have a passion for something, whether you're young or old or middle-aged or whatever, if you have a passion for something and you love it and you think you can do it, don't let all those jaded people that surround all of us get in your way and tell you that you're not smart enough, you're not talented enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not like it, it's too big a responsibility, there's others better than you, because that's what people will say to you, and it's just not true. You just have to reach up into the stars and grab one of those stars and pull it down to you standing there in the Velvet Underground. This is your dream, and stay there. So I'm back to the Velvet Underground, back to the floor that I loved, back to a room with some lace and some paper flowers, back to the gypsy that I dreamed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give it up now for the one and only Mick Fleetwood! Thank you so much. Much fun was had by all. No better moment by your hands are hot and heavy there, and thank you so very much. Put them to further use to make welcome some ladies and gents to share the stage with us in Fleetwood Mac all over this planet. So as they come to you, make them all feel extremely welcome here tonight in Glasgow. Starting on background vocals for Sharon Salami. On my right, on guitar, zah, and vocals, make welcome Mr. Neil Haywood. And right next to Neil up there, on keyboards, guitars, and yet again vocals, Mr. Brett Attago. Now, I'm not sure whether you've noticed, but this gentleman on my left has not even left the stage, if but for 30 seconds tonight. Yes, indeed. No doubt, this band's musical mentor, a man with a vision ahead for this band, Fleetwood Mac. And I might say, one hell of a unique and brilliant guitar player, Mr. Lindsey Buckingham! On my right, Fleetwood Mac's eternal romantic, our poet, the magical Miss Stevie Nicks. During this evening's performance, it's been mentioned how unbelievably blessed and happy we are to have this lovely lady gracing our stage once again. And making all of this so very, very complete. One might say our songbird has indeed returned. Make welcome, Mr. Steve Mackey. Always on my right-hand side, my dearest friend, my partner in crime, and without any shadow of a doubt, the backbone of Fleetwood Mac, Mr. John McVeigh.
Thank you so much. You're so nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. Truly unbelievable, a band such as this, to be doing what we love to do, and at such a level, and a reminder of how precious this is. And if you hadn't realized, the likes of us bunch and others like us, we can't do this in our living room. So thank you so very, very much. There, truly, there would never be an evening that we would leave a stage without the following. Take care of yourselves, and more importantly, in this crazy, crazy, crazy world we seem to be living in, remember to be so very kind to one another, and that we love you so very much.